Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Sanhedrin Pei. We begin around 10 lines off the top of the Yomid Gufa. Let's go back and review the Braisa which we began to quote yesterday. Ve'ilu Shabbat Misa. The following individuals are deserving of Misa. First, ha'ichel asat tevel, one who consumes tevel. V'kayin, who is a tamei, she'achal truma tahir, who consumed truma, which is tahir, because if that truma is also tamei, then he wouldn't be liable to misa. It's a different isra, but it's not as severe as a kayin tamei eating truma tahir. V'zar, a non-kayin, she'achal asat truma, who ate truma. V'zar, she'shimei, she served in the Mikdash. V'tamei, a kayin who was tamei, as discussed yesterday, Shashimesh served in the Migdash, she gets Misa. It's full Yom Shashimesh. Even a Kohen who already immersed in the Mikvah, but he has not yet experienced nightfall, he's not fully pure, Shashimesh serves in the Migdash, he gets Misa. Muchusar Begadah, if he's missing his full wardrobe, this is the Kohen. Muchusar Kapara, or he hasn't yet brought his carbon to complete his purification process, and he does Avodah in the Migdash, or he did Avodah before rinsing his hands and feet properly, v'shloi rochatzu daim raglayim, u'su yayin, a kohen who's has a drunk wine, u'prue roish, or he has long hair. All these individuals who engaged in the avoida are deserving of misa aval, but the following three individuals, although they're not supposed to be doing avoida, but there is no misa aval, orel, a kohen who has not had a bris milah, v'oinen, or a close relative passes away, V'yoshev, or he's seated instead of standing during the avodah. These three individuals, eino misa, are not liable to misa b'dei shemayel b'las hara. There's a law not to engage in avodah in this condition. What about a baal mum? It's a machlekes. A kohen is a baal mum who does the avodah. Rabbi Eimer b'misa, he gets misa as well. V'chacham Eimerim, it's only a law b'as hara. Finally, he's it b'mila, unrelated. A person goes and does mila. He diverts, hegdish property or possessions for his own personal benefit. He does it b'mezit, purposely. Rabbi Eimer b'misa, he gets misa v'cham Eimerim. No ba'az hora, it's merely a lav. Okay, so we basically have several categories here in the Brais. Some acts generate misa, some only lav, and some are machlekes. We're gonna go back one by one and find the sources. Okay, so today's daf is pretty much primarily a source search discussion. Where's the pasuk that one who eats tevel gets misa? Tamar Shmuel, Mishumer Belazer, Menayin lo ichel es tevel shehu b'misa. How do we know that? Dechsev lo ichalu es bnei kachay bnei Yisrael es asher orim al Hashem. Right, there's misa applied for a person who's mechala, desecrates the future kadoshim. Asher yorimu ba'asidim, literally, I'm speaking about tevel, which has within it potential truma. It's going to be separated. Basidim litraim, that's what the pasuk hakas of medavra. And it says, v'lo, we connect the word chilul with a gzira shava to truma. V'yolav chilul chilul mitruma. And just like over there, it says chilul, and it means misa, right? When a person eats truma, when he is tamei, right? It says clearly, right? So just like over there, where it says v'lo yichalalu, it means misa, ma'ala halon b'misa, afkan, here as well, one who eats tevel, the punishment is b'misa. So we're connecting tevel to one who eats truma b'tuma through chilul chilul. Over here it says v'lo yichalalu, there it says ki yichalalu, we connect it to. V'neilav chilul chilul b'naisar. Let's use a similar gzera shava, connect Achilas tevel to noisar, one who eats the flesh of a carbon after the prescribed period, where there is kares, a different type of death. And there as well it says, chileil, it's kodesh Hashem chileil. Let's make that connection to tevel. Malahalan bekares, just like over there, he's punished with kares. Avkan bekares, here as well kares. Not misaveh shemayim, which is a different form of death. Well, let's see who he's more similar to. Let's try to compare tevel to both options and see where the similarity lies. Mistabra, it's more likely truma have little melef, that the proper source is truma, because we find no less than seven comparative elements. Number one, shekain truma. Both are connected to truma. Tevel is a potential truma, and Truma is Truma. Second, Chutzlaretz. Truma and Tevel pertain to things outside Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to Neisar. Sorry, they only pertain to Eretz Yisrael, right? To the Truma, which is Eretz Yisrael related, as opposed to Neisar, which technically can apply even outside Eretz Yisrael. Because, you know, there were times that they brought karbonis, like in the Midbar, right? So the concept of Neisar is even outside Eretz Yisrael. Hutra. A tummy eating Truma, right, has heter, potentially heter. You can go to the mikvah and he'll be mutter. Tevel also has potential heter. Just take care of the, you know, separate the truma, you can eat it. Noisar is an isra permanently. Berabim. Take a look at the words used for the gzera shava. By truma, it says, umesu by ki chaliluhu. It's a plural lashon. By tevel, it says yichalilu. So both are plural. By noisar, it says chile lashon yachar, different type of word. Next, peres. Truma and tevel both pertain to peres. Pigel. V'noisar. Truma and tevel have no shaychas, no connection to pigel and to noisar, as opposed to noisar, which is connected to karbanis, right? To kachim. And pigel as well, he does the shchita, let's say, on the karban, with the plan of eating it, you know, in a week from now, that makes it pigel. So again, these are concepts pertaining to karbanos, which Truma and Tevel have no connection to, so we find that similarity again between those two, and therefore we have a total of 7 reasons to connect Tevel over to Truma as opposed to Noisar. Adrabah, well, just the opposite. We find several commonalities to Tevel and Noisar. I mean, Noisar, have a little melech. Let's prefer connecting Tevel to Noisar to generate kareis, because both are psul oichel, shekem psul oichel, by Tevel and Noisar, there's something deficient with the actual item, with the food item, as opposed to a kohen who is tameh, who's eating truma. The truma is perfectly fine. He is tameh. Secondly, ein lo heter b'mikvah. What's common to Tevel and to Noisar? There's no permissibility through a mikvah, as opposed to a kohen tameh. You can just go to the mikvah. So we find things that Tevel and Noisar have more in common than truma. Well, hanach nefishin. The overwhelming number is in favor of comparing Tevel to Truma. There are 7 versus 2, right? Ravina Amar, I'll give you another reason why we prefer connecting Tevel to Truma. Chilul deRabim, Michilul deRabim Adav, because the focal point here is Gzeira Shava, of course. That's central to the whole, you know, limud here. And the wording are similar. The wording is similar, right? In both, we have the Chilul Lashon Rabim. We prefer that approach. Okay, V'Kohen Tamei Sha'acha Truma Torah Minala. How do we know that a kohen who is tamei eats truma gets misa? Amar Shmuel Menayin L'kohen Tamei Sha'acha Truma Torah Shehu B'misa Mishma. How do we know that's true? D'chsiv V'shamaris Mishmarti V'lo Yisru Alav Chait. The pasuk continues. Omei Suboi Ki Chalalu. And this is part of the parsha they're speaking about, warning the kohanim who are tamei from doing these things. While Torah in, it only applies to truma which is tahar, tamei aloi. But if the truma itself was tummy as well, then the kohen who was tummy who ate it would not get misa. Damar Shmuel, Amar Belazer, Menayin the kohen tummy shachal truma tamei. From Yeshayin with misa, how do we know that if the kohen is tummy and truma is tamei, there's no misa? Shnemar, u meisa boi kechalalu. Death comes because he desecrated the truma. Who's machalal the kedusha of the truma? But prat as well, as opposed to here, she machalal so imedes. She's already tummy. It's already in a chilul state, and therefore misa does not apply. V'zar she'achal ha'truma. A non-kohen eats truma. There is misa as well. Amr le'rav kana or vasi le'rav. They asked Rav, le'ma ma'ar b'misa? Why are we saying? Sorry. It says zar that eats truma. He gets Amarav. Skip the line. Amarav. Zar Sha'achal as a truma like. Oh, so Rav says that a zar, a non-kain eats truma, he doesn't get misa, he gets only malchus. Here comes the question. Amr le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi le Rav, they ask the question to Rav. The pasuk says he gets misa. Lema amar b'misa. Why don't you apply misa? Lechsev v'chal zor lecha kodesh. Kodesh is truma. The whole parasha there speaks about truma. And the pasuk there says u'meisu boy kichalalu. Right? There's misa applied. Well, says Rav, no. Ani Hashem mekadosh. These three words, Ani Hashem mekadosh, hifzegin, disrupts the discussion because the pasuk, which refers to misa, is concluded with the words Ani Hashem mekadosham, and then it says, you know, b'chazor le'yichal kodesh. So that disconnects the psukim. Misa does not jump over to a zor eating truma. Misa, here comes a kasha. Look at the brisa. Ve'elu hein shev misa. The following individuals get misa, one of which is a zor she'achlas truma. So zor ha'yichal truma gets misa. Asks the Gemara, Masnisa ad Rav Karamis. You mean to ask a kasha from a brisa on Rav? Rav Tanu, Rav has the status of a Tana Upalug. Rav Tanu Upalug, and he can disagree with the brisa. In fact, he disagrees with the din of misa. Vazar Shashimish, a zar who served in the Migdash, gets misa tachsiv. Pasuk says, Vazar Karav Yumais. Clearly, misa is applied. Vatame Shashimish, a kayin tame serving the Migdash gets misa. Could the boy mean a Rav Chia Bar Abba and Rav Yosef, as was posted to Rav Yosef, Menayin L'Tamei Shashimish Shubim, how do we know he gets Misa? And he answered, Chsiv, Dabar Al Arno Bar Rav V'Yinazru, V'Kachar B'nei Yisro, V'lo Yechalu Hashem Kadashi, tell the Kayhanim to keep away from the Karbanos, V'lo Yechalalu, don't desecrate, and that triggers Egzera Shava, Yol of Chilu Chilu Mitruma, we take V'lo Yechalalu, we connect it to Chilu by Truma, and we say, Ma'ala Halam B'Misa, like over there. Kain Tami eats Truma gets Misa, as discussed. Afkan Misa here as well. Kain Tami eats Meshamash and Midish gets Misa. Well, again, the same question. Why are you opting to learn from Truma and apply Misa B'dei Shemaim? Go to Noisar. Through the same type of Xerashav and apply Kares. Malahal and Kares, over here as well, Afkan Kares. The answer is we have four elements which are common to the Kayin Tame Meshamesh to the Kayin Tame eating Truma. Mistavra, Truma, Havdal Melaf, it's probable that we should go to Truma, Shakain, because we find four similarities. Guf, both involve the person who is Tame, as opposed to Noiser, where the item is a problem, not the person. Tame, both individuals are Tame. Mikveh, both have a hetter through going to the Mikveh, as opposed to Noiser, and Barabim. Again, the Lashon Chilul, in both contexts, is written in a plural sense. By the Truma, we have Yichalaluhu. By the Kohen Tomei, that was Meshamesh, we have Yichalalu, as opposed to Noisar, where it says Lashon Yachid Chila. Adarab, just the opposite, Minoisar, Vlamelav, prefer Noisar, Shekain, Kodesh, because a Kohen Tomei who's Meshamesh is talking about Karbonis, and Noisar likewise is Karbonis, as opposed to Truma. Pnim, both are in the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to Truma. Pigel, both relate to a carbon where there is a possibility of Pigel, Vinoisar, and both are related to carbonates, which have noisa, right? Chilul in here, you can't say, well, the number is on favor of truma because it's four against four. So once again, we look at the focal point, which is the actual gzeirah shava connection, the lashon chilul, and we say chilul derabim, mechilul derabim adif. We prefer connecting koyin tamish shemesh, where the lashon chilul is in lashon rabim, from truma, where likewise it's written in plural as opposed to Noiser, where it's written in Lashon Yach. Utful Yom Shashimish, a kohen who's a Tful Yom who serves, gets Misa. Menon, how do we know? The Sanya. Rabbi Simo Yomer, Remez. Where do we find a source, a hint? Tful Yom, Shim Avat Chilo, that a kohen Tful Yom who serves in the Midrash is Mechalil, disqualifies the Avoida, Menayin, Tavonoimar, Kodoy Shem Yuleleke, Meloy Chalu. Should remain holy. Be careful, don't desecrate the Karbonis. It's not needed for an absolute kohen tamei because we already know that from also the nafkalon mivinazru. We have another pasuk speaking about a real tamei, the nafkalon mivinazru. So, as we know, when we have an extra pasuk, we look for an address. We look to apply it where it's needed. Tnei inyan l'tful yom shishimish. We apply it to a tful yom, and now we know he's not allowed to do it. Okay, but what about punishing him? Once again, we connect it through chilul chilul the gzeirah shava to truma. Malahal b'misa, afkan b'misa. Like over there, there's misa. Here as well, there's misa. What if he's missing some of the big kahuna? Amar Rabbi Vo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Matu Basam Se Mishmei, the name of Rabbi Zerub Shimon. V'chagarta isam avnit, put on their full begadim, including their belt, and this will make them into koyhanim, as the pasuk says. V'hayisal hem kahunas luchukas olam, and we learn from there. Their kahuna status is dependent upon them wearing their proper begadim. So their attire turns them into Kohanim, so to speak. Bezman shebegdeim aleim, konasim aleim, regarding serving the Mikdash, they're considered Kohanim. When they have their begadim, ain begdeim aleim, but they're missing their begadim, ain konasim aleim, they lose their status of kohuna. So now, bavalu zar, they're treated like non-Kohanim, and we know, v'amar, we just learned, zar sheshimish, what happens to a non-Kohen who serves, but misa, gets misa. Same over here. Busla kapara. What about a Kohen who had been tamei, like a mitzayra, whatever, and he didn't yet bring his karbanos? Menel, how do we know? His chayv misa if he serves in the mikdash. Huna makra. V'chipar le'a Kohen v'teira. This is by a woman who is at full yom, and then she brings her karbanos. That completes her tahara process, her purification process. But tahara tells you, mechlal she'itmei. Apparently, until that moment, until the karbanos, she still has a hint of tuma. So, bottom line, a mechusar kapara is still considered somewhat tamei, and v'amamar, we already learned before, tamei sheshemesh misa. What happens to a kohen who's tamei, who's meshamish, gets misa. V'shaloi ruchitzer daim raglayim, if he failed to wash his hands and feet from the kiyar, d'chsiv v'vayim aloi moed yurchatzu mayim v'lei musa, they come and they rinse, and they don't die. Otherwise, if they fail to do that, they're deserving of misa. V'shir yayin, what if he drank wine? V'chsiv, yayin v'sheich al teish, be careful, don't drink wine. V'lei samusa, to avoid misa. Apparently, otherwise, misa is applied. Pura reish. What about a kohen with long hair, more than 30 days old. Right? They shouldn't have this long hair. And then it says, don't drink wine. And we connect the two things. Both these violations are connected to each other. Allowing one's hair to grow long and being drunk coming to the Beis HaMikdash. And we connect the two items. Ma'ash tu yayin b'mis, just like we've established. Ash tu yayin gets misa, like we just said. A purish misa. Likewise, a purish misa is applied as well. But, continues the braisa, we have three where there's no misa. There's only an azhara, a lav. Aval orel, a kohen who's an orel, who serves. Oinein, one whose close relative passed away on that day. Yoshev, or he's serving in a sitting position instead of standing the way he's supposed to. Bazhara, he's warned against doing that, but there's no misa. Orim minalon. Would we find an iser for an earl kohen to serve? Omer chista. Truthfully, this item mitoras Moshe Rabbeinu lo lemadu. We can't derive it from the Chumash. Ashaboye cheskel and buzi lemadu until cheskel came along and taught it to us. Kol ben necher, a kohen who's estranged, who deviated from the path of Torah. Orel le, if his heart is stuffed up. Varol basar, or he's literally, physically an earl, failed to have a bris milah. And Rashi says, it's nothing to his fault, it's a family, a medical issue, so he can't have a bris. So lo yaveil mikdash l'sharseini, he can't serve in the mikdash, there's an azhara. And Rashi says, it's azhara midivrei kabbalah based on the nach, and therefore there's no malchus on that. Oinen menala, what about an oinen? Tachsiv, this is by the kohen gadol. Umina mikdash lo yetzei. V'leichalas mikdash aleikav, Rashi explains, the kohen gadol, whose close relative, father, mother passed away, he need not leave the mikdash, he can continue. Don't be worried about desecrating the avoda, you're a kohen gadol, you're above it, you're unaffected by your situation. That's specific to a kohen gadol. Apparently, a regular kohen, an ordinary kohen, must keep away from the avoda. Ha'acher, otherwise, another kohen, shelo yatza, chilal, who failed to leave the mikdash and continued engaging in avoda under this einin condition, he desecrates the avoda. Okay, now, amalei Rav Ado. The Rava, if that's the case, that he's machal de avoda, v'neilav chilul chilul mitruma. Let's connect him to truma. Malahal b'misa, like over there, a kohen tummy who eats truma gets misa, as we learned. Afkan b'misa, perhaps the kohen headed, who's an oinen, who serves in the mikdash, gets misa. Answers the Gemara, no. Miksi be b'gufe, does it really say that a kohen headed is machal? It's learned from an inference from a kohen gadol. A kohen gadol is unaffected, but a kohen headed is affected. Mechlal kasa, it's learned mechlal, means it's an inference. And that cannot be employed in a gzeru shava arrangement. Habidav harba mechlal, it's an item which is derived from a klal, from a diyuk, from an inference. Mechladavar harba mechlal. Any such item ain't done oisab gzeru shava, cannot be employed in a gzeru shava. You say gzeru shava must tap into explicit language in the Torah. These words, Rashi said a couple of days ago that, you know, different than kavachayim is something you can. It's more of a logical thing you could generate on your own. That's why he says you can't punish through a kal v'chomer. You could be einish through a gzeir shav. Rashi explained because it's man d'chsiv behedi b'krol. Gzeir shav is like explicitly stated. So you need to have actual words. You can't have an inference and use that for a gzeir shav. So you know he can't do it. He's mechal de avoid it. But it's not upstairs. There's no misa. Interesting, the Yad Ramah says that he doesn't get Malkus. He's an Hasara, right? He's not allowed to do it, but there's no Malkus, because again, there's no explicit warning against it. And then we have the third item on the list, which is the Yeshev, a Kohen who fails to stand. He sits during the Avodah. So it's also an appropriate Aser. Minalon, how do we know? Amar Rava, Amar Menachem, Amar Krol, Pasuk says, Ki Vaybocha Hashem Elokecham, Kol Shvatech, Hashem chose, right, the Kohanim, from all the tribes, Lamed the Shavuos, to stand while they serve. And we learn, Lamida Bechartiv, V'loy the Yeshiva. They were chosen to serve in a standing position. But otherwise, if they're sitting, then they're not chosen. They shouldn't be doing it. They're not allowed to engage in Avodah in that manner. Okay, so let's just summarize. We had a Braisa listing all kinds of violations pertaining to the Avodah, pertaining to Truma, Tevel. We have a list of those that are B'misa, and we have the sources for each one, item by item. Many of them are based on Exer Shava Chilo Chilo from Truma, where the Pasuk specifically states Misa. We have items which are not Misa, they're only Aser. And coming up soon, B'ezer Hashem tomorrow, are items which actually subject to Mach Leikis. All the best to you, and Atzlacha Rabbah.